Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Aleph. We left off on daf Kuf Amid Beis. We are at Minar Rabim Mitoch Beisecha, toward the wide lines of daf of the bottom of Kuf Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and his mother, Golda Basimcha Le Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times of Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, we're going to continue to go through some of the positive teachings from the Sefer Ben Sira. We went through what was so bad about Sefer Ben Sira, the Devarim Betelim, but now we're going to talk about, we already started to talk about, some of the positive teachings of Sefer Ben Sira. Then the Gemara is going to explain the Pasuk of Yemei Ani Ra'im, and we're going to have five different explanations of the Pasuk that describes that Yemei Ani Ra'im, but V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid. Who is being referred to in the Yemei Ani Ra'im, and who's being referred to when we say Tov Lev Mishta Tamid? Then the Gemara is going to discuss using Psukim as songs, as well as using Psukim as refuos, and when that's Aser, and in what way Psukim may be used. The Gemara is then going to tell us about various conversations that happened when Rabbi Elazar got sick toward the end of his life, and then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the people who are in Lem Chelik Lol Maba, particularly three kings and four Hadiotos. So we start with Yeravam, the three kings, so Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe, but we're going to have a lot about Yeravam on Amud Beis of today's daf. So it's pretty much all about Yeravam. So let's begin again. We are at the phrase Mena Rabim Mitoch Beisecha. So again, we're going through the various teachings in Sefer Ben Sira. So Mena Rabim Mitoch Beisecha, do not have a lot of people coming into your house. Lo Kol Tavi Beisecha, don't bring everybody into your house, even those people that you need to do business with. They shouldn't always be hanging around your house. You should just speak with them generally. Try to meet them at a Starbucks. You know, try to meet them somewhere else outside of your house. Someone explained to me that was the whole chiddush of a Starbucks. It used to be that there were two places. There was the office and there was the house. And then there became this other place to meet that was that had elements of both. Okay. Ram Yu Darshe Shlomecha, that there should be a lot of people that are interested in how you're doing, that are friendly with you, and therefore are interested in that Darshe Shlomecha, that inquire about your well-being. But even so, only reveal secrets to one out of 1,000, meaning not everybody is your best friend. From your wife, you should be careful about revealing which secrets you reveal. Sometimes a person reveals everything to their wife about what this person did to them and how that person wronged them, and long after you've made up and you've forgiven them, the wife is still going to be angry at them. So you want to make sure that you're careful to preserve relationships. Do not worry about things that have not yet come about, things that are tzaros for the future. You have no idea what the next day is going to bring. Thinking on the negative side, you might not even be here the next day. A person has no guarantee for living beyond right now. So you will have spent your life worrying about a world that you didn't even live in, that didn't even come to pass. So don't spend your life worrying about the future. Kol yemei ani ra'im, all the days of an ani are bad. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Ben Sira Omer, Ben Sira says not only his days, but af leilos, his nights are rough too. B'shefel gagim gago, the lowest, his roof is the lowest of all the roofs in town. B'merom harim karmo, and if he's lucky enough to have a vineyard, his vineyard is on the highest part of the mountain, which is the worst place to have a vineyard. B'mtar gagim legago, why is having a low roof the worst? Because everybody else's roof, all the water runs off from everybody else's roof onto his roof. So because it's the lowest one, water always goes to the lowest place. So he's constantly hearing the pitter patter of rain and the flowing of water on his roof. And the dust from his kerem goes to all other kramim. So the afar, which is good, that it helps the kerem grow, it ends up getting blown off of his kerem, and it ends up in everybody else's kerem, so his vineyard is not as good as everybody else's vineyard. So now the Gemara brings a number of drashos on that pasuk in Mishlei that we just referred to, of Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im V'Lev V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid. So Simin Zera Rava Misharshia Chanino Tuvia Yana Yafa Yochanan Merachim Yoshua Mekatzer. So that's a simin for the upcoming drasha. So Amr Rabbi Zera Rav Ma'idichsiv Kali Me'ani Raim Elu Balei Talmud V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid Elu Balei Mishna. Kali Me'ani Raim is a reference to people whose learning is primarily in Talmud. That when you learn Gemara, it's very hard. There are a lot of kashas. There are stiras and sugyas. It's difficult. It's challenging. Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. People who learn Mishnah. Mishnah seems very easy. It's very straightforward. It's halachos, and it doesn't take too much effort to learn Mishnayos. Rava Amar Ibcha. Rava says no, just the opposite. Kol Yimei Raim is Balei Mishnah, because what are they going to take out of their learning? You cannot allow a paskin based on the Mishnah. So and Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, that's Balei Talmud, that they're nene from the amelus that they put into Torah. Meaning, generally speaking, while it's true that hard work is not always fun to do, but it's much more gratifying. So in the long term, a person puts in a lot of amelus, he's going to get a lot more out of it. He's going to be much more gratified with the efforts that he had put in. What does the pasuk mean in Kohelet when it says Masiyah Avanim Ye Otzev Behem, that a person who carries stones, heavy stones, from the place that they are, from the quarry, he's going to get tired by schlepping them. Elu Balei Mishnah. That's a reference to Balei Mishnah, that work in their learning, but they don't get to enjoy the hana from it because they're not able to pass an halacha from their learning. Uvokeya Eitzim Yisachin Bam. But someone who chops wood at least now can light a fire and he'll be able to be warmed by the warmth of that fire. Elu Balei Talmud. That's a reference to Balei Talmud, that they are going to get hana, a direct hana from their learning, because they're able to issue a hora'ah, they're able to paskin based on what they learned. Right? Nowadays we don't just learn the Gemara, we learn through the Rishonim to the Shulchan Aruch before we paskin a halacha. But that's what it means, that if you don't study the sugyas, then you're not going to be able to paskin a halacha. So if everything is just very shitchi, it's just very surface level learning, you're not going to be able to paskin a halacha. Rabbi Chanina Omer Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Zemi Sheyesh Lo Isha Ra'ah. Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im means something else. It's referring to someone who has an isha ra'a, v'tov lev mishta tamid, zesh yesh lo isha tova. Tov lev mishta tamid, a person's life is a party if his wife is an isha tova. Rabbi Ani Omer, kol yimei ani ra'im ze istinis. Kol yimei ani ra'im is a person who's a mefunak, that everything grosses him out and he has difficulty enjoying things. Tov lev mishta tamid, zesh edai to yafa. That's a person who can tolerate more and can handle a few things that are maybe not so clean and not so perfect, so it's much easier for him to go through his day and to go through different situations. Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Ze Rachmani. Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im is a person who has rachmanos on everybody, so he doesn't sleep at night because he's worried about everybody, he's feeling for everybody, he's crying in everybody's sorrows. V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid Ze Achzari. But Tov Lev Mishta Tamid is a person who doesn't have any feeling, who doesn't concern himself with other people's sorrows, so he doesn't have that sense of tsar that he's constantly living with. So, you'd imagine the way Rabbi Yochanan's understanding is Tov Lev Mishta Tamid is not necessarily the goal. It could be that Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, but that's not what you're supposed to do in life. To a certain extent, a person has to be Nosi Ba'ol Im Chavero. Rabbi Shur ben Levi Amar, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Ze Shadaito Ktsara. Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im is a person that is always worried about other people's concerns, and he's worried that bad things are going to happen. Tov Lev Mishta Tamid Zeshadaita Ruchava is a person who's not as much of a worrier, meaning a person who has less anxiety over what's happening now, over what's going to happen in the future. Person who's more relaxed, who takes things more easy. V'amar b'shul Levi Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im V'ikashavas V'yom Tovim. He says, forget about the second half of the pasuk. Just the phrase Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. What about Shabbos and Yom Tovim? Even Nani Shabbi Yisrael is going to have what to eat. People provide, especially around Yom Tovim time, for Aniyim, there's a Kimcha Tepischa, they'll have what to eat. It's a time to look forward to, that not only spend with family, but he'll at least be able to have sudos and everything. So not all of his days are bad. So it says, Merkid Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Shini Vesas Tchilas Cholimei Ayim. That yeah, Ein Achinami is going to have what to eat, but that might cause his tsar, because when a person changes their diet and what they're used to eating, that's what leads to stomach aches. So he's gonna have stomach aches from having too much good food to eat. So therefore, even the good days are bad days. Tan Rabbanan, Hakari Pasuk Shel Shir Hashirim Vosel Sukmin Zemer. Someone who sings a pasuk from Shir Hashirim, not trap, meaning, but sings, makes a tune out of psukim from Shir Hashirim, and the way the Rishonim understand this is, even Shir Hashirim, but certainly other psukim. I mean, Shir Hashirim is the name suggests is supposed to be a song. So even Shir Hashirim of Akori pasuk based mishtalos below zmano, and if a person who reads a pasuk in a place where wine is being drunk and it's not the right time for saying that pasuk, he just says it as a way of enjoying himself together with his friends while they're drinking. Maybe ra'al li'olam, that brings bad into the world. Because the Torah dons sackcloth and stands in front of Hashem and says, Ribbono shel olam, asuni banecha kikinor sheminagnim bo leitzim. Your children have made me, the Torah, like a musical instrument that people who lack depth would be involved with. So Amalas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Torah, Biti, b'shosh ha'ochlin v'shosin b'mei yisasku. When they eat and drink, what are they dealing with, if not with the Pesukei Torah? So Amalas, Ribbono Shalom, in Bali Mikra, ein yasku b'torah b'nevim k'suvim. If they're Bali Mikra, they should be talking about Pesukim Tanakh. In Bali Mishneh, ein yasku b'mishneh. If they know Mishneh, let them talk Mishneh. V'alachs b'agados, v'im Bali ta'en ha'alach ha'en ha'agada. V'im Bali Talmud, ein if they're capable of learning Talmud, Yasku Bilchus Pesach, Pesach Bilchus Atzeres, Atzeres Bilchus Chag B'Chag. Let them discuss the intricate details of all the halachos of Yom Tov. I guess that's a Dav Yom coincidence. Bilchus Pesach, Pesach within the Shloshim Yom. So they don't need to make songs out of the Pesukim of the Torah. Let them say Divrei Torah to each other. Let them speak and learning to the extent that they're capable of speaking and learning. Kalechod Lefi Madrega So. So that's a discussion. When we say that you're not allowed to make songs out of Pesukim, that's pretty much every Jewish song. Song is made out of psukim. So why is that allowed? So there are those that say, okay, at least the Gemara only said Shir Hashirim. But many of the Rishonim understood, like I said before, that even Shir Hashirim. But some of the poskim say, at least we should stay away from what the Gemara says. We shouldn't make songs out of psukim in Shir Hashirim. I think Rav Shachter recommended that when you have songs played at a wedding, you should try to avoid songs from Shir Hashirim. Now the most popular song, I go to a lot of weddings, was at two last night. The most popular song that people walk down to is Basi Lagani. So that, not so good, right? Meaning if you're going to avoid psukim from Shir Hashirim. But again, the pashtus is that every other sefer in Tanakh is even worse to make songs out of. I don't know, for whatever reason, the minhag is to be mekel. Hey, Rabbi Shimba, there are other songs that are objectionable. I have a Temin Alachas here called Songs That Are Not on Rav Shechter's Playlist. There are other songs. There are songs that are in Hebrew words, but the whole thing is a reference to Avodah Zarah. It's not even words from Tanakh. It's just stam, singing about worshipping the earth and the heavens and whatever. It's just mamish crazy that Jewish people just, they just sing whatever. So one has to be mindful of what they're singing and what the words that are coming out of their mouth are. Hey, Rabbi Shimon, Lazim, Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Hananya, call a Kari Pasuk Bizmano. Anyone who reads a Pasuk in the right time, he's saying Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he's saying appropriate Pesukim that reflect the Kedusha of the day of Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe Tov Aliyolam. That's good. Shenemar, V'davar B'ito, Matov. That's Davar B'ito, Matov. Meaning the Pesukim we say at, V'sham Reis Olas HaShabbos, the Pesukim we say on Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day Kiddush, that's appropriate, even though we're reciting Pesukim and we're not sitting and learning. But the point is, as you're saying the Kiddush, it makes sense. On Yom Tov, to say things that relate to the Kedusha Sayom makes perfect sense, and that's a good thing for a person to do. And Havdalah as well, we recite Pesukim. It's not part of the Kiddush of the Havdalah. I often get the Shaila. I missed the first part of Kiddush. You didn't miss anything. It's fine. Or I was talking during the first part of Kiddush, or I noticed my mother was talking during the first part. Okay, leave her alone. Probably leave her alone if she talks during any part of Kiddush, although she shouldn't do that. But okay. V'aloche shalamaka. Someone is, we then said that someone who's Loche Shalamaka is also problematic. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says this din of lochesh al hamaka is uberokik, but only if he spit on the maka first and then he's lochesh. Then he says some sort of incantation. That's a bizayon that you're going to spit and then you're going to be maskir shem shemayim. So that's considered to be a bizyonos. Which psukim should you not say? Even the pasuk of negatzaras kitia ba'adam vuhuva elakohen. So what's the chiddush of that pasuk of not saying it? So Rashi writes, because there's no shem Hashem in it. So still you're not allowed to be maskir and rukika for the sake of refuah. And it's ein lo chelik lo maba if you do that. That's unlike Rabbi Yochanan who said that only if you're maskir shem shemayim ala rukika is ein lo chelik li ola maba. That's there is a machlok shushonim. What would Rabbi Yochanan say if you're not maskir shem shemayim? Right? We know Rabbi Yochanan says to be maskir shem shemayim ala rukika is the problem. And Rav says even when you're not maskir shem shemayim. So what would Rabbi Yochanan say if you're not maskir shem shemayim? So the Avrama writes, he would say it's mutter. He would say that that's not a problem at all. However, the Rif and the Rush say that even Rabbi Yochanan would say it's aser. It's just that you're not going to be ein lo chelik olam haba. Meaning over here, we're talking about a madrega that's beyond aser. We're talking about someone's ein lo chelik olam haba. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, so if you're not maskir shem shemayim, you say a pasuk that doesn't have shem shemayim, you'll still have a chelik olam haba. Rabbi Chanina amar afilu vayikra al Moshe. Even the pasuk vayikra al Moshe, which does not mention anything about illness, anything about machla, that a person might think that a pasuk like that, that psukim that involve illness will work as a lachash, and that if you say something that has nothing to do with illness, you're stop learning Torah. Even that you're not allowed to do on a makkah because it makes it look like you're using the Talmud Torah as a skula for a refuah. The skula of the Torah, however, the Marsha explains, is not to provide refuah, it's to prevent illness in the first place. So the Torah itself should not be used as a skula for refuah. It's the skula of Torah. The protective power of Torah is just that. It's protective, but it's not curative. Tan Rabbanan. We have a brisa that even though you're not allowed to use refuos on Shabbos, there's an iser midrabbanan that refuah b'Shabbos is aser gzeir mishum shchika sammanim, but sachin umash mishum b'nei me'ayim b'Shabbos. You can anoint and massage the stomach of a chola on Shabbos because the sicha is not refuah. Sicha is a din like shtia, and it's not going to be aser v'lochshin l'chishas nechashim makrabim b'Shabbos. And you're allowed to recite incantations relating to snakes and scorpions on Shabbos to prevent them from attacking you and from damaging you. What would be the havamina if that's an isser? I would think that it's aser because of the malacha of tzad. You're not allowed to trap animals on Shabbos. So by saying these luchishos, you're holding them in place. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's how Rashi explains. Mishabura writes in Simur Shin Chav Chesiv Kadmem Gimel that even through the luchisha, the nechashim are not able to move. They're stuck in place. It's still mutter because it's not natural trapping. Trapping biderach hateva is part of the malacha of trapping, but when you do it in an unnatural way, that's not part of the malacha of trapping. So the Be'er Sheva raises the following question. I don't understand, he says. Rashi's telling me that that's the havamina, that it's asur mishum tzeda, even if you actually trap nechashim, mamish, in a normal way, in a physical way. The Gemara says and daf kuf zayin in Masech HaShabbos that that's going to be mutter because trapping normally the malacha d'oraisa of trapping is when you trap an animal because you want the animal. If you're trapping an animal because you don't want the animal because you want the animal to not attack you, that's what we call malach shein tzricha l'gufa. So it's mutter midoraisa, it's only asa midrabanan, and b'makom tsar, that's mutter if it's to protect you from getting stung by a wasp or something. So you're allowed to trap the wasp or the bee under the cup in the sukkah if it's to protect you because it's malach shein tzricha l'gufa to prevent tsar. So what's the chiddush over here that you're allowed to trap these animals? So that's why he says, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Parakir Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, that we're talking about someone who was already bitten by a snake, that you're allowed to be lochesh l'chashim, these kinds of l'chashim, even though they don't help at all, l'fiya MS, and even though you're generally not supposed to be mar b'sich b'teil on Shabbos, because it has it just gives you something to do. And a person, when when they feel that they have some sort of direction in terms of what to say and what to do, it sometimes helps with their illness. So even though in reality it doesn't help, there's a certain placebo effect that is useful after a person is bit by a snake. Now the Yad Ramah raised the question that we had earlier in Daf Samechei that a person who's mechaber a tzira and an akrav together in order that they don't damage violates the issur of chover chover. And over here it sounds like that it's going to be mutter. So he suggests, no, over there we're talking about a case where you connect them together and that's the issur. But over here you're just being lochesh, a lachash that causes them not to damage, and that's not going to be problematic. Or over there we're talking about that you tie them to a particular location. But over here, through the lachash, you're not causing them to stay in a particular place. You're just causing them not to go to you or not to damage you. So whatever it might be, that's considered a different issue, different sugya. Vayter in the Gemara, ma'avirin kli al gava ayin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to pass a kli over your eye in order to cool off your eyes on Shabbos. Amar b'shem ben Gamliel, b'med dvar ma'mur. When do we say that you're allowed to put a kli al gava ayin? That's b'kli anital. That's a kli that is not mukta. Aval b'kli sheinu nital. But when you have a kli that's mukta, also then you're not allowed to put it over your eye on Shabbos. Frek the prima gadim in Archaim Simshin Chav Chasneish al Avraham. He says, I don't understand. The halacha is that a kli shemlach to l'isr is mutl l'talta l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekomo. So we're saying over here that any kli that's muktzah sounds like even in the category of kli shemlach to l'isr, you're not allowed to use al gava ayin. You're not allowed to place it over your eye. That's l'tzarech gufo. You're using it. Why would it be a problem to use it in that way? Supreme Gadim says, based on what Rashi writes, that the reason for the heter over here is because it's a derech to put kli matchos on the eye, and it's not nicker that you're doing it for refuah. So the heter is only by a kli anital, because then it's not nicker that you're doing it for the sake of refuah. But if you take a kli shemalach to l'iser, so then it is nicker that you're doing it for refuah, because normally you wouldn't be handling this kli on Shabbos for its normal use. So mele becomes nicker that you're doing it mishum refuah, and therefore, even though you're using it l'tzorach gufo, it's not an issur of mukta, it's an issur of refuah, because the issur of refuah is only if it doesn't look like, the heter of doing certain types of refuah is only if it doesn't look like refuah. But when you do something that's obviously refuah, that's going to be problematic. So ve'ein sholim b'dvar shedim b'shabbos. A person who lost something is not allowed to ask the shedim, the demons, where that item is, because the pasuk says v'chibad domei asos rachachem imso cheftcha v'dabar davar, and this is a violation of imso cheftcha. Rabbi Yossi Yomar Af B'chol Aser. Forget about Shabbos. Even on a weekday, you shouldn't be asking Shedim to help you find the things that you lost. Am Rav Huna Alacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass on Rabbi Yossi. Even on a weekday, it's Aser. V'af Rabbi Yossi Lo Amara El Mishum Sakana. And Rabbi Yossi only Aser, not Mitzad Adin, but because there's a Sakana involved. Because sometimes a person forces a Shade to tell them something that the Shade doesn't want. And because of that, the Shade gets angry at the person. And he damages the person. He harms the person. Ki Had Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Like the story that happened with Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Divla Barza, that because he asked the shade something and it upset the shade, he was swallowed up into a cedar tree. But a miracle happened for him, and Paka Arza Upalte, and the cedar tree split in half, and he was able to escape having been trapped in the cedar tree. That's at least our girsa. Rashi sounds like he had a little bit of a different girsa, that the nace that he experienced was to be swallowed in the cedar tree where the shade couldn't find him, but the shade was otherwise going to damage him. So being swallowed in the cedar tree was beneficial to him. And then when the shade left and he wasn't around anymore, then it was Pakarza and he was able to get out. Okay, whichever version of the story, but you don't want to upset the shade him. Person is allowed to anoint and massage the bnei me'ayim on Shabbos. So when he's a cholo, but you should do it in a little bit of a different way than you do during the week. Say, how do you do it with a shinoi? How does one massage with a shinoi? So Rabbi Chanina Amar Sach v'acharkach mashmesh. One way is to reverse the order. Put the oil on first and then do the massaging. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sach mashmesh v'asachas, or do them simultaneously. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, even being sach first is a problem. It's got to be simultaneous. Tan Rabbanan, sari shemen v'sari beitzim. Asking shade shadim that are generated by shemen, or those shadim that are generated by beitzim, by eggs, mutar lishal behen. That's not a sakana to be shovel such shadim. Elam neshem chazvin. But the reason you shouldn't do it is because they're liars. It's not going to help. They may give you, they may respond to you, but what they respond to you is not actually going to be helpful. Lokshin al shemen shabakli. A person is allowed to say a lechisha, some sort of incantation to be shovel on the shemen that's in a kli. Vein lokshin al shemen shabiyad, but not shemen that's in a person's hand directly. Lefichach sachem mishemen shabiyad, and therefore a person can use the shemen that's in the hand to anoint oneself, and you don't have to be choshesh that there are shadim in that shemen. But vein sachem mishemen shabakli. But since people say lechishos on shemen shabakli, you may want to be cautious about using shemen shabakli because it might be full of shadim. And the Gemara tells a story related to that. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta ikla luushpiza. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta went to a certain lodging place. Aiti le mishcha bimana. They brought him shemen in a kli shaf, and he rubbed it on his face. Nafkalei tzimchi ba'ape, and he had all sorts of sores all over his face because the shade damaged him. Nafak l'shuk. He went out to the market. Chazise, it's a certain woman saw him. She right away sized up what had happened to him. Amra zika dechemas kachazina acha. She says, oh, I see the shade of the jug of oil. So avdal milsavi itzi, and she managed to do something that gave him a refuah, but he got damaged because of the shadim in the jug of oil. Amale Rabbi Abba L'Rabba Bar Mari Ksiv, the Pasuk says that in Tishma Mekal Shemel Kach V'yashu B'en Avtasav V'zantum V'zol Shemel Kuchag, Pasuk says, Kol HaMachla, if you do everything I say, Kol HaMachla Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, you're not going to get sick because I am Hashem your doctor. V'chum Yarcha Shlo Sam Refuah Lama. Well, wait a second, if Hashem is not going to get you sick, what do you need a refuah for? Why do you need Ani Hashem Rofecha? What are you taking medicine for if you're not sick? Samalei Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan Mikrazeme Atzmo Nidrash. You could dash in this pasuk Mineu Bey from inside this pasuk. Shneimer pasuk says Vayomrim Shema Tishma L'Kol Hashem Elokecha. It says if you listen to Kol Hashem Elokecha. Im tishma, if you listen, lo asim, then you're not going to get sick. Vim lo tishma, but if you don't listen, then asim, then I'm going to get you sick. Ve'af plikein ki ani Hashem rofecha. And nevertheless, ani Hashem rofecha. I'm going to be. Kodesh Baruch Hu says I'm going to be merape you. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, kashachal Rabbi Elazar. When Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus got sick, the Ben Yoyada says that this is Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus. The Gemara doesn't say it's Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus, but that's a Ben Yoyada writes, and he says this must not have been his final illness, because there's a different conversation recorded on Daf Samech Chesam Aleph about his final illness and the conversation that he had with his Talmidim about what their end was going to be and how Rabbi Kiva was going to die in Misa Meshuna and all of that. So anyway, so when he was sick, Niklas was Talmidim Levakra, his Talmidim went in to be Mevakarim, to be Mevakar Chola. So Amar Lahen, he said to them, Chama Aza Yesh Ba'olam. There's great anger in this world, meaning that Hashem is angry at him, and therefore he's causing him to be so sick. That's how Rashi understands. The Marsha says, no, he was saying that that Hashem is angry at them, and that's why they're going to die such unusual deaths. Others say that no, he was saying there's anger in the world, and when there's anger, that tzaddikim are nitfas ba'avon adar, that tzaddikim often suffer the yisurin on behalf of everybody else. So Yischilu Hein Bochim, the Talmidim started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mesachik. Rabbi Akiva was happy. So Amar Lo, Lama At Mesachik. They said, the Talmidim said to Rabbi Akiva, what's the matter with you? So Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva said, V'chim Nei Ma At Bochim. I don't understand why you guys are crying. So Amar Lo, Efshar Sefer Torah Shari Bitzar V'lo Nifka. What do you mean? There's a human Sefer Torah is suffering. We shouldn't cry. Amar Lo, L'kachani Mesachik. He says, oh, that's what I'm laughing about. She calls Man Shani Ro Rabbi Shein Yeno Machmetz Vein Pishton Aloka Vein Shamino Mavish Vein Dov. His whole life, everything went his way. All of his investments turned to gold. Everything was great for him. So Amarti, Shemachas Shom Kibul Rabbi Olamo, I thought maybe he already received his schar of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh, and that's bad news. Akshav Shani Roa, Rabbi Bitzar. Now that I see that he's suffering Yisurin, Ani Sameach. So then, now I'm overjoyed about it. That all of his schar is going to be there for him. Lots of love. So Amlo Akiva Klum Chisarti. min haTorah kula. So Rabbi Elazar said, Akiva, is there anything that I'm missing in my in Torah that I deserve to suffer? So Amalo l'matan Rabbeinu ki adam ein tzadik baritzah sheyasa tov v'lo yechta. It must be because you're the one that taught us that everybody does some averus, so you're probably suffering from the from what you need to be cleansed, whatever from whatever averus you have, whatever minor averus you have. It is a little bit funny. L'matan Rabbeinu, you are Rebbe, have taught us ki adam ein tzadik baritzah sheyasa tov v'lo yechta. That's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Koheles. So the Rebbe has taught them. So it could be, yeah, the Rebbe taught them the pasuk, and that's how, or the Rebbe taught them how to apply the pasuk and when to utilize that pasuk. Or it could be that even things that are obvious that you would have known anyway, if you heard it from your Rebbe, it's derech eretz that you quoted from the Rebbe as well. Tan Rabban, Shchal Rebbe Lazar Nichlas Rabban Zakenim Levakro. Four Zakenim came to visit him. Rebbe Tavron, Rebbe Shor, Rebbe Lazar Ben Azaria, Rebbe Kiva. Then Rebbe Tavron Va'amar Tova Atol Yisrael Mitipa Shal Yeshamim. You Rebbe are greater for the Jewish people than rain. Shetipa Shal Yeshamim Bal Mazev. Rebbe Bal Mazev Bal Maba. Rain is helpful in Bal Mazev, and Rebbe is good for us in this world and the next world. Then Rebbe Shor. That the Rebbe is greater than the sun that shines on the earth, because that benefits all Mazev, Rabbi Bal Mazel Bal Maba. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Vamar Tovat Lisol, Yosemi Aveim. You're even better for the Jewish people than a father and mother. Shaveim Bal Mazel, father and mother are in this world, Rabbi Bal Mazel, Ubal Maba. But Rabbi helps us in this world and the next world. Then Rabbi Kiva Vamar Chaviv and Yisurin. Rabbi Kiva said, Yisurin are good, they're Mechaper. Amar Lehens, Rabbi Elazar said, Samchuni, Vaeshma Dibre. Sit me up a little bit so I can listen more carefully to what Rabbi Akiva is saying about Chaviv and Yisurin. So Rabbi Lezer said, Akiva, zoom in ayin lecha. How do you know that Chaviv and Yisurin, that Yisurin are so beloved? So Rabbi Akiva said, Mikra nitarish. I'm just starting a pasuk by Menashe ben Chizkiah, the Melech Yehud. It says, Ben 12 Shana Menashe ben Malcho, V'chamishim v'chamish Shana Malach b'Yerushalayim. He was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 55 years. V'yasa Rabbe Enei Hashem, and he was awful. Uksiv, and the pasuk says about Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Menashe's father, Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo Asher Etiku Anshe Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. The Chizkiyah and his talmidim recorded Sefer Mishlei of Shlomo Melech. They wrote down Sefer Mishlei. So why did Menashe do with such terrible things? Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda L'chol Olam Kulo Limei Torah. Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda taught Torah to the whole world. He provided us with Sefer Mishlei to teach everybody. Ol Menashe Benolo Limei Torah, and he couldn't to be successful with his own son to teach him Torah, Ela Mikol Torah Shatarach Bom. But all the work that he put into it, Mikol Amal Shamal Bo Lo Alei Lemutav, meaning he wasn't the parent puts in all the work and he does everything right and he teaches his son Torah and it doesn't work. Menashe still doesn't go on the right path. Eli Yisurin, it's just he has Yisurin. Shenem Aveidaber Shal Menashe VeLama Lo Kshivu VeYavi Hashem Aleim Esari Atzava Shal Melech Ashur VeYikdos Es Menashe Bochchem VeYasru Benuchoshtayim VeYilchu Bavela Uksiv Uvehi meaning what helped? Only the Yisurin helped. All the work that his father put into him, all the chinuch, all the everything, and it wasn't Maksiru Lamutav. But Menashe did tshuva at the end. What caused him to tshuva? The Yisurin that he suffered ultimately is what caused him to tshuva. So the Yisurin are good. You want to know how I know Yisurin are good? It's Psukim and Tanakh. It's the story of Menashe's life that tell us that Yisurim are good. Tan Rabban, Shlosha Ba'u Ba'alila. There were three that came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not B'derech Tfila, but with Tainos and with some level of Chutzpah that you can't respond to easily. Eluin Kayin Esav U'Menashe. Kayin Duchsev, Kayin, after he killed Hevel, the Pasuk says, God Alavoni Minso, and means, Amar Lefan of Kayin said, Ribono Shlolam, Klum God Alavoni Mishishim Ribo Shas. Is my Avera greater than the Avera of 600,000 Jews that are going to do a Cheta Egel? Vata Soleich Lahem, you're going to give a Slicha Mechila to them. So I would like that as well. Esav, after Yaakov took the brachos from him, so he says, Habracha Achas Hilucha Avi. He said to his father, you only had one bracha, give me your bracha also. And he was trying to say, it was really a Taina Takarish Baruch Hu. So do you not have any other brachos? And if the Taina was not going to be Meskabel, then he would he would say that it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited in some way if he doesn't have other brachos to be able to give to me. And Menashe, what was Menashe's taina that's hard to respond to? That when he was in captivity in the hands of the Melech Bavel, he didn't daven right away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First he davened to all the Avodah Zarahs and it didn't help him. And then he called out to Elokei Avosav, and that's what and through that he had a taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he said, if you didn't save me from the Zara, it would turn out that the tefillah to you didn't help any more than the tefillah to all the Avodah Zarahs. So we learn this from the pasuk. It says, "Ukitzara lo chila es pnei Hashem elokav veikana ma'od milufnei Elokei Avosav." So when it says Elokei Avosav, we learn that up until that point he was mispalo to Elohim Acherim. It's only at the end that he davened to Elokei Avosav. So you see that would have been his taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to save me, because if you don't save me, then it looks ki'ilu chas shalom that you know better than the Avodah Zarahs. Abishalom or afa hoges Hashem v'osiyosav, said that even though someone who pronounces the Shem Hashem is ein lo chelek li'olam haba. So Tana, we have a brisa that din that if you pronounce the Shema Mefurish, Zein Lochelik Olam Haba, is uvegvulin ubalashon aga. That either you say it outside of the Beis Hamikdash throughout Eretz Yisrael, even b'lashon hakodesh, or you pronounce the Shema b'lashon la'az, not in the Shona Kodesh, but in the Beis Hamikdash. So one or the other would cost a person a chelik in Olam Haba. Shlosh malachim arba adiotos. There are three kings and four adiotos that don't have a chelik. But the first of the kings is Yeravam. So Tan Rabban and Yeravam, why is he called Yeravam? Shariba Am, that he caused Klal Yisrael to be very low because of the Averus that he caused them to do. Davar Acher, Yeravam, Shasa Mariva Ba'am, that he, because of the Avodah Zara that he brought into the nation, so he caused a lot of fighting. That one was being Ovid Avodah Zara, and then the other one was saying, no, you shouldn't do that, so it caused a lot of arguing. Davar Acher, Yeravam, Shasa Mariva Ben Yishol Avim Shem Shemayim, and not just the arguing between each other, but between Klal Yisrael and Aviyam Shev Shemayim. Ben Nevat, why is he called Ben Nevat? Ben Sheni Bat V'lo Ra'a. He was someone who thought he saw things clearly and he understood something, but he didn't see things clearly at all. So Tana, hu Nevat, hu Micha, hu Sheva ben Bichri. This same person, the father of Yeravam, is Nevat. He's also Micha from the story of Pesel Micha, and he's also Sheva ben Bichri, that after Avshalom was rebelled and was killed, and all the people wanted to return David to the Malchus, so Sheva ben Bichri restarted a rebellion. The pasuk says, Vayitaka b'shofar v'yomer ein lanu chelek b'dav that he said we shouldn't have anything to do with David HaMelech. So Nevat Shenibet V'lo Ra'a, that he looked to try to understand something, but he didn't really understand. Micha, why is he called Micha? Shenis Machmich Babinyan, that he was in Mitzrayim at the time of the Shibud, and the Mitzrayim were putting Jewish children in the building in the structures instead of bricks. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining about this gezeira, Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to him that the Mitzrim are just getting rid of the bad ones, the people that if they were to stay alive they would be Rishayim anyway. And then Hashem said to him that he could test to see what's going to happen. Keep one of these babies out of the wall and see what happens. I'll let you allow one of the babies to escape. So Moshe Rabbeinu took out one of these babies and it turned out to be Micha, who started this whole Avodah Zarah. Umash Shmo, and what was his name? Sheva ben Bichri. Shmo, his actual name was Sheva ben Bichri. So it's all the same person. Tar Rabban, Shlosha Nibitu V'lo Ra'a, V'lo Ra'u. There were three people that looked at something that was a similar davar, and they didn't really understand the simen. Ve'eluei Nevat V'achitovel V'tzagnine Paro. Nevat Ra'a Eshiyotzis Me'amaso V'hu Savar Ihu Malach. Nevat saw a fire leave his Eiver, and he thought that was going to be a symbol that he was going to be the king. V'lohi Yeravam U'dunafak Midei. No, it came out of his Eiver because it was a symbol of his child, that Yeravam was going to be the king. Achitofel ra tzarash zarcholo alamaso v'usavar yumalach. He saw tzaras on his aver, and he thought that he's going to be the king. V'loi, but it wasn't true. Basheva bitohi, that it was his daughter Basheva, denafak mina Shlomo, that Shlomo came from her. It's sagnine paro. What does the pasuk mean when it says that after Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot enter Eretz Yisrael because he hit the rock and started talking to the rock? Hema me meriva. It says hema me meriva. What's hema? It sounds like that it's some known water that was already mentioned somewhere else. Hema sharot sagnine paro v'tau. This is the water that the sagnine paro saw and made a mistake about. Rosh Hashanah shali saw b'mayim uloka. They saw that the savior of the Jewish people is going to be damaged by water. So Amru kala ben elo deyoro tashlichu. So they made a gzera, throw all the babies in the water. They didn't realize the water was the Meimariva water that was going to be his undoing. How do I know your oven doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba? And that's how I know he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Why was your oven zochet to Malchus? Because he was Mavchiach Shlomo. Why was he ultimately punished? Because he embarrassed him by being mochiach him publicly. Because the pasuk says, "V'zeh davar shaharim yad b'melch Shlomo bana es hamilo sagar es peretz ir David aviv." So the Gemara says, "Amar lo Yeravim sent to Shlomo David avicha peretz pirtzos bechoma. Your father David made pirtzos in the wall k'deshi yadu so the regal to make it easier for people to be able to regal. V'ata gedarto sab, and you built those pirtzos k'deh lasa sangaria lebasparo in order to collect tolls and taxes so that you could support Bas Paro. So my vizah sharherim yad b'melech. I'm Rav Nachman shecholat tefillah b'fanav. What does it mean sharherim yad b'melech? That he took off his tefillin in front of Shlomo Melech and he was megala his rosh in front of him, and that's a bizayon to the Melech. The way to stand with kavod in front of a Melech is with his hat on his head. So by taking off his tefillin, he exposed his head in his way of showing disrespect to Shlomo Melech. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with Amram Nachman tomorrow. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.